يا الله من يا لطيف. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we have exited the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Almighty to accept all our endeavors in the month of Ramadan. Allah accept our ibadat of the night and our ibadat of the day. Indeed, our packages were not perfect. There were many, many shortcomings in our package of ibadat. But we all know that Allah Almighty is the most generous, the most sakhi. And when anything reaches His court, He Himself removes the deficiency and allows the package to pass through perfectly. And that's the hope that we have in the divine mercy of Allah Almighty. Today, in the few moments that we have, I would like to touch upon a important topic. As we know that when a person attains a level of success, to truly consider it success, he has to see how much he sustains of it in time to come. In tennis, those that play tennis, they will understand that if you break the service of the opponent, it is not really breaking the service until you sustain your own service. True? So if you break the service of another person, it's not really considering yourself as you have broken him, unless you sustain your service game. So in the month of Ramadan, we have broken the back of our inner self, and we have broken the back of the devil, but we cannot consider it as breaking their back unless we sustain the moment right now. Because if we break his back and then he comes and he breaks our back, we are on level grounds. True? So that's why it is very, very important to spend these moments, these couple of weeks, because it's only a couple of weeks, properly, perfectly, with wisdom. We don't want to give everything back that we have gained. And they say that we were in two different domains, in two different theaters. Previously, in the month of Ramadan, we were in a theater where there were external factors that allowed us to break the service of the devil. There were external factors that allowed us to break the service of our inner self. But as we all know in tennis, that when you break somebody, he comes back in the next game with vengeance. And that's why it's very hard to sustain that one. Because he's going to come out with all guns firing. To take back what you have taken from him. But what happens in tennis, and I use these terms because these are relevant to us. We are in a sporting nation. In tennis, when you break him and then you sustain your service, that breaks his back. It demoralizes him. It's very hard for him to rise from that position. So right now we have shifted to a new domain, a new theater, where that external sport that allowed us to break his service, his sinister agenda, his plots, that external factor has evaporated, has been taken back. So we are left alone. It's like we are left alone without a coach. Just think about it. In the month of Ramadan, on every shot, we had a coach. That's how I call it. We had a coach. And he was guiding us through the shots, through the movements. But now we find ourselves without a coach. And I call that coach the external factor, the nusrat of Allah Almighty, that divine assistance. So what does a person do when he doesn't have a coach? He sits down, and he thinks about those moments when the coach used to educate him. That's what he does. If you don't have a coach, so what do? You sit down and go, what did my coach tell me? What did I do at that moment? And you allow that education to guide you when you have no coach. Does it make sense? So these couple of weeks we have no coach. And I call that coach the external nusrat of Allah Almighty that descended in the month of Ramadan. Now we have to guide ourselves based upon the knowledge that we gained in the month of Ramadan. And if we don't, we will be left high and dry. And he will take back that service game that we broke. And we'll be on level grounds. Now, does it make sense what I said? I was thinking a lot since morning, which example I can come up with that is very relevant and we can resonate with. And because I'm a sporting person myself, so this was the example that came to my mind. And I believe this is divine. I didn't read this anyway, it was from Allah. Because you think, how can I give an example by which my brothers, my noble brothers and sisters that come from so far away can understand the message perfectly without any confusion? I don't want them to be dubious. And Allah put this in my mind. And then I said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, what a beautiful example Allah put in my mind. And this was because of your endeavor, your zeal, because you come. Now the verse that I recited, and we're going to build everything upon that. And I want you to remember the example that I gave. It's very easy for the youngsters to remember this. Keep it in your mind. He's going to try to break you. He's going to try to break us in the next game. And let's call every week a game. Alright? Let's call every week a game. When you are on the service game, it's easier. When you are on the receiving end of the service, it's hard. We all know that. Now we are on the receiving end of the service. We're in the hard position right now. But after 1 week, we will be serving. What does that mean? That if we uphold the information that was given to us by the coach, remember the words, by the coach, and we apply it now in this week, next week we become stronger. Next week we become stronger. And if we practice this on a regular basis, time will come that he will become dead or close to dead. He will absolutely give up. For example, there are superstars in the world in their respected sport that their opponents go into the game knowing that they're going to lose. Federer, as we all know, there was a time that whenever anyone used to go to challenge him, they knew they were going to lose. The best they could do is get close to him. Muhammad Ali, we all know, many, many people said, we knew that we were going to lose. So we need to get to that stage where our inner self and the Satan acknowledge that they're going to lose. They may allow us to slip slightly, but they know they're never going to get the better of us. But if we look at the life of the superstars, they have put a lot of effort. We look at the final product on the TV. We don't look at their years when they were young, when children were being hand-fed by their mother, tucked into the bed. These people were sent abroad. They went through a lot of effort. Children used to wake up at 7, they used to wake up at 4. It was a struggle. And that's why they're being paid handsomely right now, because of that struggle. So this is the struggle that we have to make right now. But no struggle goes by unrewarded. And what is the reward, the true reward? Allah allow us to experience that where we feel that we've got the upper hand. That's it. That urge, that inner urge becomes very weak. It diminishes. It is on the decline. But this first week is a very crucial week. This is that we are on the receiving end of that service game. And that's why, as we say every year, and we have to say it once again, and most probably we'll be saying this again next year, and then the year afterwards, people are rejoicing upon the breaking of the game so much that they have forgotten that they have to sustain the game now. They have broken the devil, they have broken the nafs, but they are so happy. They are rejoicing at such a level that they have forgotten that there is something to be done yet. And that is to sustain my game. They've forgotten of that. And by the time they open their eyes and they come out of that domain of rejoice, they realize that they're 3-1 down. They realize that they're 3-1 down. Now it is an uphill battle. So straight away after the month of Ramadan, numbers drop. On the decline. Straight away. On the decline. Everyone can realize that. Those that are regulars, they will sustain. Those that are not regular, they will not sustain. It is a temporary benefit. And I call it like, my understanding, once again, a sports example. I go to the doctor. I say, "Doctor Saab, this is my blood result." Doctor Saab says, "Huh, you got a few problems. Cholesterol is high. You're a little bit overweight, right? So you have to lose a few kilos." So what should I do then? "You should eat properly, number one. You should eat properly, and you should exercise every day." "How much?" He said, 20 minutes. "What kind of exercise?" "Better that you walk, brisk walking." I said, "All right." So now what do? I go home, I say to my wife, because I'm afraid now, right? So I say to my wife, "I'm going to be walking early in the morning, 20 minutes. Doctor said, 20 minutes. But I need you to cook such and such and such and such." I said, "All right." So 1 month, I eat properly, I walk every day in the morning. The doctor said 20, I'm walking 40. Islam says 5 prayers, we pray Taraweeh. Islam said 5 prayers, we prayed Ishraq. Islam said 5 prayers, we prayed Awwabin. Islam says pray 5 prayers, we prayed Tahajjud. We did more than what was recommended. We did more than that. So this person in the early days, he does more than what the doctor told him. So he starts to see rapid results. So after 3 weeks, he takes a blood test. He presents it to the doctor. The doctor says, "Masha Allah, beautiful. Your cholesterol levels have dropped. You are much healthier, blah, 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 blah." He said, "Oh, mashallah." That's it. He doesn't ask anything else. He thinks he's on the top of the mountain. He hasn't reached the top of the mountain yet. Because I will explain in a few moments what is the top of the mountain. What quality you need to be on the top of the mountain. Because you may be tossed over the top and you may be on the decline again. You need to remain on the top of the mountain. So he thinks he's on the top of the mountain. So he doesn't ask anything else. He's rejoicing now. He comes back home and his wife says what? He says, don't worry, everything has worked out. Let's make maqluba. Let's make biryani. Let's make lamb korma. Let's make halwa. Let's have dessert. So the wife now cooks. So he's eating. Overeating. Wife says, you're not going for a walk? Don't need to go for a walk. Let's celebrate. So what are you celebrating? So I'm healthy. Let's celebrate. So now he's celebrating. And after 7-8 months, he has a stroke. The doctor comes to visit him. The doctor says, where were you? You didn't come to me to visit me. He said, I was celebrating. So what are you celebrating? He said, 7 months ago, the result. I was healthy. So I was celebrating. I never had time to think about what I was celebrating about. Why was I celebrating? Today, the attack hit me. And I realized that I was celebrating because of an achievement. And if I needed to continue celebrating, I needed to attain achievements. On one achievement, you can't keep celebrating. You celebrate because of the achievement, so you have to continue the achievement, the endeavor. Likewise, the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it was an achievement. We celebrate. But what does Islam say about Eid al-Fitr? Allahu Akbar. Eid al-Fitr, how many days celebration? One. Eid al-Adha, how many celebrations? Three. What is the ideology behind that? Why three and why one? It should be the other way around, if you think about it. It should be the other way around. Because in Eid al-Fitr, 30 days. We've been fasting, it should be 3 days Eid. Eid al-Adha, we didn't do nothing, we just sacrificed the animal. We don't even go to the abattoir. And it's 3 days for 3 days Eid. Doesn't make sense. It's not in tune, in conformity with logic. So the scholars say that we have to understand the ideology. The ideology. In Eid al-Adha, when you sacrifice the animal, there is a concept behind it. It's just not a slaughtering. It is a concept. There's a profound, deep message behind it. It is the sacrifice of your most beloved commodity. It is the sacrifice of that which is dear to you. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot attain perfection unless you give that which is dear to you. And that was displayed, demonstrated by our father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There's nothing that we can do greater than that. Nothing that we can do greater than that. So we sacrifice that animal. That is a translation that Ya Allah, whatever I am about, my life, because the life of your child is greater than your own life. You'll be ready to give your life, but it is very hard to take the life of your own child. There's nothing greater than that. So Allah said, based upon the sacrifice, you are allowed to celebrate 3 days. But the month of Ramadan is a cheating month. There's no divine assistance in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. No external factor. No external factor. The shaitan was out. The nafs was out. In the month of Ramadan, the shaitan is locked up. The nafs is out. So Allah says that, indeed, you sacrifice, you slip many a times. But I locked up one enemy. So in proportion to the effort that you have made, you are only allowed to celebrate 1 day. No more than that. Our day is so far extended that it comes to an end the next Ramadan. It's like that this 1 day is the day of Qiyamah. 50,000 days extended.
It's like it's never going to end this day. By the time we realize the day is over, stop rejoicing. Oof, we are so far in the game, so far behind in the game, it's very hard for us to rise again. It's like he is two sets, five love up. Right? It's like two sets he has taken out of five sets, and he's five love up. And we open our eyes, ooh, rejoice, the days of rejoice should end now. So let's work slowly and gradually. What does Allah say? The verse in Surah Ahqaf. Surah Ahqaf is the 46th surah of the glorious Quran, verse number 13. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Allah مَرَى الرَّبْحِ. Allah is our Lord. What a demand, what a claim first of all. What a claim. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Allah is our Rabb. And I want my noble audience to return back home and just focus upon this statement, because we have all said رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. We all say this. You know, we say رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. This is a translation of رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. We say رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. This is a translation of رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. When we sit down and sometimes we stand and say, Ya Rabb, Allah, Ya Rabb. We acknowledge that Allah is our Rabb. Kya matlab iska? What is the deep meaning to this? رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah is our Rabb. What is the meaning to this? Go back home and study that. Think about it. As these examples come in my mind, because I think about them, because it's my work. You go back home, it is your work to understand who Allah is. What is the meaning of رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ? Allah will put it in your mind. I tell you, Allah will put it in your mind. You go back home, say رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah is my Rabb. What does this really mean? It means that that Rabb that has created you, provided for you every step of your journey, provided for your body and provided for your soul, that whatever you are right now, it is because He is your Rabb. He is generous, He is most forgiving. Forbearance is His quality. That Rabb who has taken care of you, He has not allowed you to drop. He's kept, He's taken care of you. Greater than the Rabb of this dunya. And I call, like they say, your mother and your father, in one sense, is your Rabb. They take care of you. But I'm talking about Rabbul Arbab, the Rabb of all Rabbs, the true Rabb, the perfect Rabb, the complete Rabb. Allah, that guides us every step of our journey. We say He's our Allah, and then how can we drift away from this statement that is the need for each human being? It's our need that He's our Rabb. If He's not our Rabb, we are doomed. It is our need to believe that He's our Rabb. It's our need, not His need. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. And that's why Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Amazing. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they stand firm. Stand firm to this claim. So that's the claim that He's our Rabb. But they stand firm to this. To Islamic monotheism. To Islamic faith. The standing firm means that they commit to what is good. Standing firm mean they abstain from what is evil. Coming to the masjid is good. They stand firm to this in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan. It's not a display of good only in the month of Ramadan. They display good inside, outside the month of Ramadan. Indeed, let's be practical. There is a higher level of display in the month of Ramadan. But they do not completely switch off after the month of Ramadan. There is still some demonstration of رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ outside the month of Ramadan. Let me be very, very practical. I do not expect myself or yourself to sustain that high level that was on display in the month of Ramadan. We can't do that. We don't even expect that. It would be folly to expect that. Because we only had one enemy. There was so much nusrat and rahmah descending. But what do we expect then? We expect that there's some level of thumma istaqamu in the month of Ramadan. If a person goes to the gym 7 days, he doesn't throw the membership card into the dustbin. After the month of Ramadan, he swipes it maybe twice a week. That's it, thumma istaqamu. Don't completely disassociate yourself from the claim Rabbunallah. Because this claim has to be fulfilled every step of our life. But of course there's intensity, there are different levels. If you can sustain the highest level, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. But if we can't, and practically we can't, let's attain some level where we do fall under the banner Summa Istaqamu. Agar har roz masjid aa rahe the to do din mein ek dafa jao. If you are coming every day, let's come once in 2 days. If you are coming once in a day, let's come once in a week. But come, do not throw that membership card away. At least 1 or 2 days in a week. 2 days in the gym, the physical gym, is better than no days in the gym. At least you've burnt in 2 workouts, you've burnt 800 calories. That will work towards your health. At least coming twice to the mosque in 1 week will work towards your spiritual appetite, to your spiritual calories. It's going to help somewhere. Don't give up. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. What does Allah Almighty say? Those that remain steadfast, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear, no grief for them. And I would like to conclude on the next ayat. Just the translation, we've run out of time. Ulaika ashabul jannah. Those people that say Rabbunallah. Do we say Rabbunallah? Let's say Rabbunallah. Rabbunallah. Our Allah. Rabbunallah. Thumma istaqamu. Now we all have to fulfill this thumma istaqamu to our ability. Some people have greater ability. I know we are very, very busy as well. It's not the same after the month of Ramadan, we can't be here for 5 prayers. I understand that. We all understand that. But some level of istiqamah has to be established. Some level. Can't totally move away from the mosque. Move away from that level of ibadah. Some level you have to maintain. You have to maintain. You understand. Then Allah says, Ulaika ashabul jannah. Such are the people of Jannah. Ah, yeah. Not only 1 month, but istiqamah will entitle you to ashabul jannah. Such are the people of Jannah. Khalidina fiha. Dwelling in Jannah forever. Why? Jaza'an bima kanu ya'maloon. Ya'maloon is a fi'l mudari'. Now in Arabic, fi'l mudari' is a verb. It means perpetuity. Perpetuity. It is a jaza, a recompense, a reward for what they used to do. Not one off, what they used to do. Now let me give you the graft. What the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, what they used to do. But not like this, what they used to do. Let me say that again so you can see. Month of Ramadan, what they used to do. Whoa, beautiful. And then outside the month of Ramadan, there's something there. They're still above the ground. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. Ashabul Jannah. But don't do this, my noble brothers, don't do this. What they used to do, and then you don't see them. Allah, you are great people. We are all great people. We have great potential. We are the servants of Allah Almighty. Allah loves us daily. He's our benefactor. Do not forget Him. We need Him every step of our journey. May it be the month of Ramadan. May it be outside the month of Ramadan. Let's be that person that can establish istiqamah in our life. Inshallah we will try. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.